Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. In a few days from now, it'll be the 22nd anniversary of the Columbine shooting where Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris went into Columbine High School. To date, it's still the largest high school shooting that ever took place in America. And it's probably the most famous school shooting, but what I find interesting is that there are certain things that the media doesn't cover. There are certain things that they don't talk about. And I just wanted to bring them to the forefront. You know, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were both very atheistic, and they firmly believed in evolution. And there is powerful evidence that evolution theory, their belief in survival of the fittest, is actually what caused them to act in such a way and to display such a terrible behavior. Before the shooting, Eric Harris actually started a website about evolution and promoted evolution on his website. And he said on there, he said, "You know what I love? Natural selection. It's the best thing that ever happened to the earth. Getting rid of all the stupid and weak organisms, but it's all natural. Yes." That was his ideology in life. Now, him and Dylan were bullied in the school, but instead of turning to God, they turned to their religion of atheism, their religion of evolution, and they ended up killing and murdering tons of students and harming people and literally terrorizing people at the Columbine High School. It's a very sad story. And in fact, Rachel Scott was the first person that they had shot. And after they shot her four times, they waited around for a few minutes while she was bleeding out. And they asked her, they said, "Do you still believe in God?" They picked her up by the head, by the hair, and they asked her, "Do you still believe in God?" And she said, "You know I do." And they shot her execution style. And so they went through the entire school asking people, "Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?" And whenever the student would say yes, that was their death sentence. They would blow them away. And so whenever the student would say, "No, I don't believe in God," they would leave them alone. And it was just a very sad, sad thing that happened. I mean, they even shot Isaiah Scholes just because he was black. And they considered him to be inferior, and they made racial slurs against him. They did all this on Adolf Hitler's birthday. Adolf Hitler was an avid evolutionist, and even Sir Arthur Keith, who was a contemporary of Hitler, and he even wrote books on evolution, he said about Hitler, he said, "Hitler, as I've consistently maintained, is an evolutionist. He has consciously sought to make the practice of Germany conform to evolution." What actually caused Hitler to exterminate millions of people and millions of Jews was his belief in evolution, because he thought they were inferior. Hitler even wrote in his book, Mein Kampf, he says, "All who are not of good race are chaff." And so Hitler was not a Bible-believing Christian, and neither were Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris. They were all atheistic, and they all hated the God of the Bible. They hated people. The Bible says, "Those who hate me love death." And when Dylan and Eric went through the Columbine High School on Adolf Hitler's birthday and shot up the school, they even wore a shirt. One of them wore a shirt that said natural selection. The other one wore a shirt that said wrath. They were not Christians. They were total evolutionists, total atheists. They went through the school just asking people, "Do you believe in God? Do you believe in God?" And it was a death sentence whenever somebody said that they believed in God or in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's actually why Columbine happened, was because they were taught evolution at the Columbine High School, and it was total indoctrination. And that's why they carried out that horrible act and murdered so many people, and murdered Isaiah Scholes just because he was black. And they killed Rachel Scott just because she believed in God. And so these are things that often get left out, that the media doesn't really cover. But again, 97% of school shootings are actually carried out by atheists. So this is important information that people need to be made aware of. The atheistic perspective of the world is hopeless. And they don't have a standard of what is good or what is evil. They don't even have any absolute standard. They're the type that's absolutely sure that there's no absolutes. And so With that being said, I just wanted to do this video about this topic because I feel like it's important for people to know what the facts are about the Columbine shooting with the anniversary coming up. And I actually mentioned the Columbine shooting and talked about it in my latest seminar, which is linked below. And so I would encourage you guys to check that out. And I want to wish you all a great day. God bless, guys.